NatP Miami set to be a record market by staff reporters. Studios and the distribution business are once again taking center stage at NatP Miami 2016, and digital media is again filling the role of buyers on par with broadcasters. With newly elected Andy Kaplan as NatP chairman and Armando Nunez back on the NatP board, the nonprofit organization is showing due respect to the U.S. studios, which represent more than 50% of NatP Miami's income and a good share of profits, whereas buyers represent an expense. Kaplan is president, Worldwide Networks, Sony Pictures Television, and Nunez is president and CEO, CBS, Global Distribution Group. These two executives complement other studio executives on the NatP board. Jack Abernathy, CEO, Fox Television Stations; Craig Unigs, President, Business and Strategy, Warner Brothers International Television; and Kevin Beggs, Chairman, Lionsgate Television Group. This upcoming NatP Miami is also the first market for newly appointed CEO and Managing Director J.P. Baumel. He will later take on the CEO role after current chief Rod Perth retires in March 2016. Perth will continue serving on the executive committee of the board. NatP also has a new chief marketing officer, Matt Palmer, who was hired after the departure of Beth Brayen. NatP 2016, to be held at the usual Miami Beach Fontainebleau Hotel location from January 19th to 21st, a bit earlier than the 2015 edition, promises to be a record-setting market, in part due to the larger time gap with Real Screen, which has now moved to February. This later event, organized by the publication of the same name, is a smaller market focusing on nonfiction and unscripted TV production, but it has created the perception that it competes with NatP. This means, however, that LATAM companies will have fewer days to get ready, since they traditionally close for the Christmas holidays from December 23rd to January 6th, while January 7th is the Orthodox Christmas. Another national holiday in the U.S. is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which is celebrated on Monday, January 18th, and will mean overtime plus for union workers setting up stands and suites and closed offices for major companies. Figures from NatP 2015 show 230 exhibitors, 107 from the U.S., 123 from overseas. Of these, 80 companies exhibited in suites and the rest with stands. Buyers arrived from 62 countries. A large contingent from 22 U.S. TV station groups gave the market a renewed domestic twist. At this upcoming edition, these figures are expected to increase across the board. Participants are also attracted by a good number of mid-season and backup U.S. TV shows and a strong U.S. syndication market, especially for Spanish language programs for the Hispanic TV market. The increased relevance of NatP's domestic component is reflected in the selection of its 13th annual Brandon Tartikoff Award recipients. Among five honorees, only one is international. Endemol Shine Group's Sophie Turner-Lang, who was also awarded MIPTV's Medaille d'Honneur in 2013. The other nominees are syndicated TV star Steve Harvey, Viacom's Doug Herzog, and producers Norman Lear and Quincy Jones. To discuss NatP's changes and challenges, Video Age visited Andy Kaplan in his Culver City office on the lot of the Sony Studios. Kaplan has been attending NatP in various roles since 1983 as a distributor, producer, and network executive. He assumed NatP's chairmanship last August. As for his vision, Kaplan said that, "If syndication is the past, digital is the future," and, in this migration period from old media to new media, he sees NatP as the focal point for all, a place for people to meet and hear what's going on. Distribution is secondary to learning about the trends. As for changes, Kaplan doesn't see the need. NatP has lots of momentum, and it's coming in a great time, because with challenges come opportunities, and NatP is part of the solution in the chaos that is surrounding television. Chaos and changes make people nervous. On the need to have increased participation of executives from Europe and the Asia-Pacific region, Kaplan said that they are not taking advantage of what NATP has to offer and that NATP has to get that message out, considering that the market has a conference program that is relevant, interesting, and deals with the same issues they're facing. After Kaplan, VideoAge moved northeast to Los Angeles to meet with Rod Perth and J.P. Baumel to discuss what NATP Miami has to offer. "To start," said Perth, "the market floor has exploded. We took over the ballroom at the Fontainebleau and combined it with the old market floor. All the conferences were moved to the adjacent Eden Rock Hotel, but the Tartikoff Awards ceremony remains at the Fontainebleau." Baumel announced that the dates of the next NATP Europe are June 20th to 23rd, and that the market will return to Budapest, but in a hotel other than Sofitel, although he couldn't yet announce the name. Perth added that NATP wants to be more relevant for the other 50 weeks of the year, and that the association is thinking of organizing an event at the next LA screenings. As for this edition of NATP Miami, Perth said, "The emphasis is to bring in creative people and show runners for scripted series." He also announced a new buyer's hall at the Fontainebleau, where TV channels are able to buy tables to meet with creatives who are looking to pitch their ideas. He concluded by saying, "While the key words are more dynamism, the message here is NATP's growth, which resulted from a strategy implemented 4 years ago when I joined the association. We're now Miami Beach's third largest event." This has been NATP Miami, set to be a record market, by staff writers.